What are the two, three largest digital companies created even in the last 5 years?
If you are starting a brand business in India, you have to start on brand.com. I think the PMF signals are very clear.
Profitability is showing up. Like Ola is profitable, Make My Drive, Nika, Policy Bazaar, everything is now Meesho.
I want to give one thing on TAM.
Aapka to badhta rehta.
Future of e-commerce would be live commerce by looking at China or influencer commerce.
So we're building something on address correction. We believe that India has a large problem of addresses.
Hi everyone, welcome to Matrix Moments. We are back today to discuss a topic which is very dear to many people in the startup ecosystem, which is about the future of e-commerce in India and how India is playing out differently from US and China. So very excited to be here. We have Avnish with us today, founder and MD of Matrix, OG e-commerce founder, started the first e-commerce company of India back in the day, then lots of e-commerce investments over the years. And we have Chirag, founder of GoQuick, the fastest growing e-commerce enablement startup in India. In 3 years, gone from zero to what, double digit millions in revenue and growing really fast, poised for the next phase of growth. We were very lucky to be early investors in GoQuick. So thank you guys for being here today. Let me kick things off by asking Avnish. You know, there's this view in some startup circles that e-commerce is dead, or not maybe dead, but future is bleak, horizontals are still not profitable, CACs are high, and hence focus on offline channels. So where do you stand on this debate?
So let me, first of all, great to be here and great to have you back, Chirag. I started Bazi when it was all go slow. Modem pe internet chalti thi, payments nahi chalte the, courier companies 10 din lete the. So everything was go slow. Actually, page loading mein time lag jata tha. So it was a very different world. So I think this view is couldn't be further from the truth and couldn't be more wrong. But let me ask you this, and either of you can answer. What is the architecture of India's GDP? What percentage is consumption?
60%.
60-65%. Yeah. We are all India believers. So today it's 3.5 trillion, 4 trillion. Chalo, le lo of market cap, not market cap of GDP. We believe it's going to go to 10 trillion. Let's say 60% stays 60%. So that's about 3.5 to 4 trillion of incremental consumption. What percentage is penetrated digitally today, and what percentage do we expect to be digitally penetrated 10 years out? Aap to ki sab karte ho data analysis.
We are today 6% digital.
6%, yeah. Okay, 5. I was going to say 5.
Huh. 6. And I have some, at least the numbers which I track, China is what, 35-ish, one-third. US is 15-16.
No, you are probably right.
So I'm saying online sales to retail.
Yeah. So I have forgotten my own math, but basically it comes to trillions of dollars. What are the 2-3 largest digital companies created even in the last 5 years?
All consumer companies, actually.
Meesho.
Blinkit and Zomato.
Blinkit, Zomato. What is Zomato's market cap today?
Yeah, 20 plus billion. 20 so, plus billion. Yeah.
So I don't want to give more answers.
I think that's very true. You know, if you look at it from a commerce trend point of view, what we discussed, that you compare it to China. China, by the way, this year is going to be the first year where they're going to have more online sales than, or 50% more online sales than retail. So, first year ever. So,
interesting. That's so line has crossed.
It's very cool.
And India is still very early stage. You know, 5-6% number is still very early. And my sense is this is going to go like this, because as Gen Z comes in, you know, and we are seeing a drastic change in consumer behavior. So, while we are at this low point of 6-7%, you look at it from a consumer point of view, I think all buying decision, whether you buy offline, online, is being affected by
or influenced by online.
Yeah, that sure. That is for sure happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are seeing that, okay, as this young generation comes in, you are going to suddenly see in 5-7 years that this number might just catapult to 15%.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, you know, at least the sector looks solid.
And this DPI stuff is real. Huh? And so there is, for people who don't know, it's digital public infrastructure, whether it's Chandan, Aadhaar, mobile, UPI, and then of course they are private companies. To me, he's part of that infrastructure, or they are part of that infrastructure, right? So I think it will surprise on the upside. Now, if China is already above 50%, then that tells you where it can head. Because China, and I know you were going to ask this later anyway, but just a quick one is, China had a much more developed offline market before online.
Hmm.
Ye toh, we are
leapfrogging. Yeah, we're going to skip one thing.
Yeah.
And actually, profitability is showing up. Like Ola is profitable, McMahon, Nykaa, Policy Bazaar, everything is now. Meesho, Zomato, of course. So there's profitability is shown up. And actually, even the incremental capital efficiency is much better now.
Yeah.
So for every dollar of contribution margin per incremental contribution margin for incremental investment, is significantly better in the last 2-3 years, I guess.
I think in digital first brands, if you talk about profitability, at least the one cent which I would put here is that you should know what your core is. Right. So if you are building a brand, then you'll have to be available on all channels over time. Right. And do you really want to invest in tech? Do you really want to invest in building a brand? Those are, I think, the key decisions if you know that what kind of building company you're building. And also, I think what we keep discussing, that profitability at scale.
Yeah.
So that's also important if you are building a company which is going to have, let's say, 2,000 crores of sales. If you are showing profitability or if you have a trend line in mind, then I think it works out that way.
I think he's using this opportunity to send a message to his board.
But we are always believers. Yeah. No, super. But is there any, what's the contra? Is there any merit to the naysayers?
So I'll tell you what the what worries me. The TAM sometimes does worry me. That are we, is this, how much of this theory is translating into reality? So if you look at Zomato's results, Blinkit is on fire, but food delivery is down to 2% quarter over quarter, right? But I think it's not a TAM issue, it's a GTM issue. And, you know, TAM is addressable market, GTM is how you go to market. I think people have to, like, for example, if you look at mobility, I do believe that if bike taxis, electric bike taxis becoming prevalent, I think then wo rikshe nikal jayenge from the smaller towns, right? Now, legislation is coming in. Also, you can then make money at that price point.
Yeah.
You have to be below a rickshaw price point.
Yeah.
How do you make money below a rickshaw price point? So I think India mein ye, you'll have to constantly keep pointing your business in the direction of a deeper TAM. So it's an execution issue. So I think the copy paste will hit TAM issues. And then you have to become very targeted to say, mereko kidhar point karna, because 1.5 billion people to hai, but per capita income is still not high enough. So I think that's the what I worry about.
I want to give one thing on TAM.
Aapka to badhta rehta.
No. My sense is, at least from a software point, I have realized this, that, you know, you mostly, if the product works, you mostly underestimate TAM.
Yes.
Right? Because if it works, it ends up expanding the TAM. So, you know, we have realized in our case, and, you know, I have this interesting example from our internal use case, wherein we ended up buying a software or subscribing to them. Initial estimate was that only 50 people are going to use. Today, you know, our non-core functions are also using. So that is what beautiful, great products do. You, my sense is that we will underestimate TAM if it works.
Yeah.
If it works, if there is true PMF,
you,
because that will expand the market.
No, makes sense.
But to and it's a good point, Chirag. I guess if you look at, for example, online consumer payments only, for the sake of argument, then you will say, I'm hitting the same kind of TAM issues. On the other hand, you say, okay, but I have to look at COD also. Then the TAM changes. Then you say, I have to look at B2B also. Then the TAM changes. So my point is, I agree with you, but I think India mein thoda sa nimble zyada rehna padega, because aisa nahi hai ki it's a here and now fully deep penetrated market.
Agree, right? Agree.
And you have to, when we, in the first question we discussed, 6% may go to 30, 40, 50%, but it's not there yet. So I do think you will find, and I think we are finding in some of our companies, again, you are in a unique situation and we'll come to that, that you may be running ahead and that you have to still get there when the 10% comes. You know what I mean? So,
and I think this also goes back to our discussion earlier that in India, you know, because of this TAM issue, that, you know, even at, let's say, you know, you're doing $20 million of revenue, you will have to keep fighting that re-PMF battle.
Yeah.
Introducing newer products and then keep doing re-PMF. Because the markets, at least, you know, are not very, very deep.
Yeah.
That immediately you can do $100 million revenue.
Yeah. And this is a thread we should pick up, because I do believe that in such markets, and I know, I think you had it somewhere there, the question is, and I think somebody put out this post, that the customer segment changes.
Mm.
If the customer segment changes, you are starting at zero again, right? So, wo dhyan rakhna padta.
Yeah. Your PMF today is not your PMF 2 years from now.
Yeah.
So, makes sense. So, Let's dive deeper into trend lines, right? If we were doing this probably 2-3 years ago, we would have said that future of e-commerce would be live commerce by looking at China or influencer commerce, or at that time all these GoPuffs and GoDaddies going nuts, so quick commerce. But India has played out very differently, right? So quick commerce clearly seems to be working, but none of us believed at that time that it will, while globally it stopped working.
Yeah.
So what's happened? Why is this unique in India? And maybe we can start with any of you.
Yeah, look, let me try and answer this from my merchant's perspective. That if I'm a brand and I'm thinking about quick commerce, how should one think about it? I think let's fundamentally look at quick commerce as a space, as an app. You know, Blinkit says this is a last minute app. I'm deciding first and then opening the app. Whereas, you know, let's say on Amazon, you're discovering products. So here you are not discovering products. If I'm a, and I would like to divide this into two, saying if you're an established brand versus a startup. You know, if you are a new brand, it's very difficult for you to go sell your story on a Blinkit or a, you know, quick commerce app.
Discovered, essentially.
Versus, let's say, you know, if you've figured out there is an established brand who I'm going after and they are not big on quick commerce, then definitely you should go. Otherwise, you know, it's a difficult one. If I'm an established brand, you must go there because there is only space for two. In my best, at best case, three. That's how you should be thinking about it. And I would go back, you know, post 2017, I think if you are starting a brand business in India, you have to start on brand.com. I think the PMF signals are very clear. You can get to see before it starts to become murkier, you are on marketplaces, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's very clear validation of whether there is PMF or not.
But that's in a worldview where there are only two or three quick commerce players. And Avi, you have a different...
But what is your thesis? Why do you think it's working here? What did we get wrong?
So I think consumer habits have changed. We just couldn't... at least I couldn't imagine how quickly this will happen. Where just that how addicted people will become with the convenience of it all. Like, I'll give you an example. My neighborhood Kirana store, which has existed for 10 years that I've been living in that space, has shut down.
Which is kind of tragic.
And but nobody in our society just goes and buys from there anymore. So that to me was the one thing. And second, I think, look, the business model could work at a link to that. It could work at a certain scale and frequency of orders. And that, I think, I underestimated as well.
So I think, again, it's easier to do this all with hindsight. But first of all, what we got wrong in our thesis was that it's not working globally. Standalone quick commerce companies were not working globally. Everywhere in the world, and this comes back to your live commerce comparison also with China. See, ultimately, marketplaces are bridges between demand and supply. Anybody who was aggregating demand... What happened in China was you had two or three large players. So WeChat for Tencent, Alibaba and so on and so forth, which are conglomerates. They always aggregated demand. So live commerce was a feature that was plugged in.
Hmm.
In India, people try to build both sides of the marketplace. But I mean, the CAC will never work.
Yeah.
I believe like, so then we'll come to, you know, whether live commerce and will work or not as we look forward. Now, in quick commerce globally, in the US, DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of these guys have been doing quick commerce. They were working. But we didn't think of it that way. We thought about it on a standalone company basis. You go to Dubai, for the last 5 years, there's something called InstaShop, right? So I think quick commerce globally was working, but not as a standalone company because there the LTV to CAC doesn't work because they had to buy demand. And when they were buying demand, grocery, low margin, this, that, whatever, it didn't work. What we got wrong is how much people in India are willing to pay for the convenience, which brings me to my second argument, which is modern retail did not work in India because it is worse than general trade, right? So unlike in developed markets where you don't have most of the zoning and development is such that you don't have Kirana stores next to your house, you have to travel to go get modern retail and so people are okay with that. In India, people are not okay with that. You call and you get the stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
So modern retail in India was an inferior experience to general trade. Quick commerce is the first thing that has come and made a 10x superior experience to general trade, which is why sadly this Kirana store is shutting down. That we didn't spot. But that wouldn't have changed the economics of the business,
yeah,
right? And because of this, people willing to pay for the convenience, right?
Yeah.
Now on this, you have to layer on other things. If COVID had not happened, people would not have gotten so comfortable with home deliveries. They would have not started trusting brands. So all of this has come together at the same time. So in life and most things, timing really matters. So I think consumer preferences, trust, all of that came together at the same time. Now, on a controversial note, I don't believe quick commerce is, I think quick commerce is a feature, not a company. And what does that mean? I was ordering Meatigo the other day, 40-minute delivery. I was ordering Zorabian chicken, 30-minute delivery. Do I need 10-minute delivery? So I think what it will do is, by category, it will bring hygiene levels of fulfillment to categories. Mm. If you don't have hygiene, you will lose. But by having hygiene, you don't win.
Yeah.
And I think quick commerce will become hygiene.
Yeah.
Now, can you have standalone companies in that? I don't know. Maybe maybe companies like this, who are actually infra providers, the picks and shovels, will actually win, and the rest won't. Final point, by the way, on the live commerce and all of that. I think in India, because we never had demand aggregators, Instagram tried, or a bunch of these. Everybody's paying Facebook and IG for the leads. Nobody managed to plug it in. I think it's getting leapfrogged with influencers.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we leapfrog over.
Yeah. So. No, and actually, influencers, we're seeing that in other companies in the portfolio, where this whole thing around co-brands with influencers is really starting to find its feet and driving significant share of revenue for Freakins, for example, in our portfolio. Influencers are involved from probably just the conceptualization of the co-brand itself. And it leads to much more authentic design as well as marketing of the product post. So I think that influencer commerce, I think, will leapfrog, as you said.
Because they are aggregating the demand.
I think I'm at least on influencer. But before I go there, I wanted to plug in when you said that, you know, on these features, either somebody has demand or supply. I have a contra example that Myntra.
Yeah.
Started doing live commerce called as Myntra Studios.
Yeah.
I don't think so that's taken off. And by the way, they have demand.
Yeah.
So I think there is more to it, maybe why it is not working.
It's and very the same hard from a discovery perspective, no? Because the infinite scroll is a much easier way to discover things versus, by watching
YouTube. My thesis on influencer, you know, I track this, let's say, okay, how much media spend do you do on influencers?
Hmm.
In Middle East, that number is 25%. I think India is almost 10%. You know, from a society point of view, I would want to believe that we are a very heterogeneous society.
Sure.
Every region has a small influencer. You know, we are not a celebrity society wherein one celeb will appeal to everyone in India. So it should, from a thesis point of view, it looks like it should work.
Yeah.
I don't know why
but
it's not.
But it is long tail. It is working. No, so I don't have the, I think the Myntra counter example is a very good example. I'll tell you what, at least the intuitive feeling is, see, if you look at home shopping networks like Naptols of India and all of that, this is a very push product. Hai.
Hmm.
That's what live commerce is. People are showcasing, right? Influencer, mein, I am following somebody.
Yes.
And in fact, my view is the best, even Freakins, we have some influencers who make 10 to 20x what they make on Freakins in their real life. Yeah. Actually, maybe 20 to 50x. They are doing it because they are actually users of the product.
Yeah.
And they love it. And they want self-expression. So, wo Maslow's hierarchy, mein wo, it is going to the top. Self-actualization, mein, right? I think the influencer commerce that will work is not paid influencer commerce. It will be co-created influencer commerce of some sort where I am following somebody, I trust them, and I know they are user of the product, not that they are getting paid to promote the product. Right.
So, and is it also, you know, I've been thinking, I don't have the answer, but is it because that there is no closed loop network in India wherein the attribution can be claimed? Traffic influencer will be there on Instagram, whereas transaction will happen on a brand.com or on a marketplace. There is no closed loop. All of this is closed loop.
Yeah,
like you were saying that it's a feature on Taobao.
Yeah.
And, you know, the attribution is very good. Influencers, and maybe it moves from brand to then affiliating.
I think over time, plumbing will become much better. Much better, and this thing will become very seamless. And again, players like...
Maybe that's an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but bunch of companies tried. There are a bunch of companies that tried to be this, like from Instagram to build the closed loop and all of that.
Yeah.
I think it is more the, you know, is it a real connect? with the influencer, or is it a paid advertising? I want to go back to one other point, because I think if you buy the thesis, so what are all the quick commerce companies doing? They are now expanding SKUs. What happens then? Then they have to expand their
supply chains. Go for it also.
What happens then? They have to go. So they are going quick commerce backwards to the exact same supply chain that Amazon and Flipkart are coming down and building it. I think therefore, again, you will have many companies all doing vertical, yeah, because you can't do this. You can't store TVs, 100 TVs in the same warehouse as you know, your soups and noodles and all of that. And your point on Kirana store, it makes me optimistic that finally ONDC ka killer app ho sakta. Quick commerce can become a killer app for ONDC, where companies that already have demand should be plugging into all these local Kirana stores and getting them this quick commerce. That's my hope, because we can't have these people go out of business.
Yeah. It'll be disastrous for the country. Super. But then new trends. So this is all what was started a few years ago. What's coming? Any thoughts on what's the future going to look like? What role will AI play, for example?
I think we all are glued to, you know, every week there is a new development in AI world.
Every 6 months, I think companies are getting obsolete. What's happening?
I was thinking maybe, you know, a few weeks ago when Mark came in and said Llama 3 is now open source, I thought this was checkmate. And now there is 4 Omni. So I think that world is developing really fast. It's super exciting, by the way. You know, from if you just start dreaming possibilities, it started for me with thinking that now content is no more a bottleneck. Let's say, you know, when you're running a brand.
Generated content, essentially.
Now that's no more, you know, and I had this view that, okay, AB companies are going to become important because now content is no more. As a marketer, I don't know what do I run now. So that became the trend. And now with 4 Omni, I think it's becoming vision, audio is coming together. My sense is that commerce is going to get reimagined in a massive way. You know, you are going to have agents who are going to do a little bit of all of these small use cases, whether it is support tickets, whether it is returns, you know.
Actually, all the picks and shovels will just become very efficient.
It's a massive opportunity that way, you know, from multiple angles. I think, you know, what we were discussing earlier, that personalization, which has been talked about since commerce came in because data was there, I think moment is coming now. Wherein can you make a standalone
website, not necessarily a horizontal platform, can be. But how will that happen? Like, is that through an AI assistant on my phone who knows everything about me? Or is it like, how will you solve for personalization, for example?
I think about it. So there will be companies, at least I'm just thinking blue sky. So, you know, if you're logged in, let's say Google would want to track you, they already track you. And if you're logged in, you've given them preference, then can I, you know, customize the website, which is today like very flat, to your needs? I can give you payment options to your need. I can surface best discounts to your need. And you don't need to go out and search them on, you know, in an affiliate. That's how at least I am starting to think, you know, and we've tried doing a bunch of experiments there that, you know, if you look at the product page today on any website, I think we resorted to a world where Amazon was the North Star. You had reviews, you had FAQs, and it's like a 20 feet long page. Now, you know, can you customize it to me? I don't need to possibly look at it. I only need to look at, okay, Rajat is my friend. He's saying it's great. I'm ready to go. So that's where it is moving.
I think he's foreshadowing a new product launch that he's going to tell us in a few months.
Yeah, I hope so.
This is very exciting.
So it is. I'll give you a couple of examples. But, you know, if you go back, people say that ChatGPT is the iPhone moment. If you look at iPhone, it was launched in 2007. App Store, by the way, shockingly, didn't come till 2009. When the App Store launched, they launched with some apps which Apple had opened up for people, and they were disastrous. The true mobile-only apps started with Uber. You can't do it on the desktop. Snapchat, camera first, then Instagram and all of that, right? I think the AI-native apps, consumer apps, are yet to come. Jokingly, internally, we call it Cons AI. Because there are a lot of conning also happening. But consumer-first AI. And that will be, I think, at the speed of light, probably 1 or 2 years out. But let me give you an example. I am planning a trip. So, as a framework, and I don't have the right answer yet, but as a framework, search, research, action, I think should be an agent. I am planning a college trip for my son. What are the actions I've taken? I've gone to the university websites. I have checked the dates for the calendars open. Then I have booked them by filling the same form in 10 different places. Then I have booked hotel. Then I booked car. Then I have to book flights, which I haven't done. And a lot of this Regina is assisting me doing. All I should have done is speak into a phone and say, plan this trip, because I'm clear of what I want to do. Why does anybody have to take these actions? And then the prompt should have come at some stage. These are the hotels you like, to your comment on personalization. These are the ones which are giving some deals. Your Marriott cards go in. Everything goes in. This is not more than 2 years away.
Yeah.
This is not more than 2 years away. But what will be the gating factor? The limiting factor is not going to be tech. The limiting factor is all of this is dependent on Marriott having a site that can be processed like this. Wo aapko banana padega phir. Ye enablement, AI enablement of consumer AI is going to be massive, because these guys, they don't even know where to start. So agar iPhone 18 is going to have a AI Siri, wo act kaise karega Siri? How do you become the AI? What happened with mobile enablement, right? In Internet 1.0, there were multi-billion dollar companies that I think ultimately got bought out by the Oracle or one of these, which internet-enabled companies. They were called, I forget what, like WebSphere, this, Commerce One, this, that. I think that's coming. Massive opportunity.
Yeah, very exciting.
TAM just increased.
TAM
increased. You won't search like this. Blue shirt. You're going to say, I'm going to Goa. I have a wedding to attend. Recommend me a shirt.
Yeah.
Which is very natural.
The invite of that would come with your, what are they called, dress codes or whatever, which would go into your agent. Aapko kuch nahi karna padega. It should be giving you options. And hopefully from your own wardrobe also. Right?
Yeah.
So if you imagine this 5 years out, we'll be living a very different life.
No, but I think the other technical thing is, and I don't know enough, memory needs to be solved, right? Because all these models need to remember all of
computer,
this.
Computer and memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Memory to phir bhi solvable hai. Computer is just too expensive. Which is what, if you ask me, worries me. And I'm hoping companies like Krutrim will also solve it by making it cheaper, is that all of this cannot just become these big three again win.
Yeah.
Right? That'll be tragic. Yeah. But I think there's enough for the others also.
Yeah. Super. So from AI to consumer brands, why are VCs, like, and you had this question as well, why are VCs going gaga on digital first consumer brands when in the US, they've just fallen off a cliff? Like if you look at all the Warby Parkers of the world or Allbirds,
etc., etc. Everybody is just because wo phase miss ho gayi na India. So agar that missing phase is a asset now. What was a liability? This multi brand, this distribution. So Casper was competing with, you know, you go to New York, Manhattan, you're walking this, I think one of the avenues. There are 30 mattress stores. You can walk from one to the other and go and experience it. Where do you have that here? Right? So that leapfrogging is what is making it happen. The ITCs and the all these large HULs of the world built their moats around distribution. Down to the panwala, the kiranawala. They are known to have these massive feet on the street. That's the edge. That edge got disrupted.
Yeah.
So then everything is a fair game. But carefully. And you know, I think it is omnichannel ultimately. But jo original jo mode thi of building consumer brands was distribution. That got disrupted. And going back to consumer trends, Gen Z, millennial, they just like, you know, you take, I don't want to name them, but some of the banks that are considered great brand names for the 50 and 60 year olds are considered very
they just won't shop.
Old, stodgy for the younger
generation. No, it's trending. Like, this is not my parents' brand, is trending.
Yeah.
I will not use my parents' brand.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. But also, I think the market has become deep enough that there are individual niches which are large. Earlier, hair oils sab ke liye wo parachute hair oil hi banta tha.
Yeah.
Right? Or shampoos sab ke liye wo same Sunsilk shampoo banta tha. Like, now there are many, many.
And then layer on that the aspiration.
Yeah, aspiration.
But do you expect a consumer brand, because from a VC point of view, do you expect a $2 billion outcome?
Selectively, but I expect a many more $300 to $500 million outcomes right now. Maybe even $100 to $300 million outcomes right now. As GDP gets to 5 to 6, see, this will, Chirag, you were saying earlier that some of these things surprise on the upside. I think what will surprise people on the upside is people have not seen, when GDP per capita crosses 2500, something major unlocks. What unlocks is roti, kapda, makan
becomes taken care of.
And then people start going into that incremental spending grows at 3 to 4x nominal GDP at a market level. That means you will see luxury brands as a category growing at 30 to 40%. Now, within that, if you're a disruptor, you could grow 100%. No? But at the same time, these businesses, if built well, should not be blitzscaled. They should be compounders.
2-3x max.
2-3x year over year, maintain your economics.
But Chirag,
don't become profitable too quickly.
I'll give you another.
We'll fight on the board.
I'll give you another stat. Our beauty portfolio, guess what sales number they're doing.
Total beauty portfolio, at least few thousand crores, like 3-4 thousand crores.
Brand.com.
Brand.com, okay. 600-700 crores.
Yeah, so imagine these are all digital first brands are doing upwards of 500 crores a month, kind of a number.
Yeah. By the way, just to give the right sense of scale to the audience, how much GMV are we driving? Because we spoke about millions of dollars of revenues, but we should talk about what is the actual scale of our business in terms of shoppers. And your view, by the way, on overall for the audience, e-commerce ka kya scale hai and what is happening?
So we are what, 700 million smartphones in India? 500 million odd UPI users, 250 million total e-commerce shoppers. We have till date seen more than or close to 110 million shoppers till date.
Wow.
So since epoch, from a GMV point of view, we do close to $1.5 billion of GMV processing today. And that continues to surprise us from, you know, when we started.
Yeah.
You know, across, and I've told this that, you know, we see at least this industry starting to exhibit a bit of restaurant industry type behavior. Lot of fragmentation will come in. Lot of brands will start to do 2-3 crores a month. I remember this figure used to be 50 lakhs.
Yeah, 50 lakhs, when we spoke then 1 crore, yeah.
It has moved to 2 crores. Yeah. I keep hearing in different forums, 2 crore to sab kar lete.
No, yeah. We are thinking 5 crores now.
No, so, you know, I am just surprised by even beauty, you know, we used to compare that. I think with Indonesia, we are 1/4, 1/5 in terms of total beauty spends per capita. With US, we are 1/10, and with Saudi, we are, I think, some 1/50. So imagine the scope which is there, and I'm already appalled by the number.
Yeah.
That who's consuming? You know, we were debating that who's consuming, but it's on fire.
It's the aspiration set. I think one of the consumer VCs had told me this, that in tier 2 India, because of social media and everything, the aspirations are set at a global level. Everybody is watching the same Netflix or whatever. But their purchasing power has been limited so far. So as that purchasing power also starts showing up, this will just explode.
I'll add one more before you come in. I think we were discussing this, that, you know, if anyone's thinking about starting a brand.com, I think what we have also realized is that women have more propensity to buy outside of Amazon, Flipkart versus men. Right. So in our power shoppers, we are seeing, you know, in the overall base, 30% are women. In power shopper, 65% are women.
Wow.
Imagine it is flipped.
Very interesting stuff.
So very interesting, you know, essential categories, you don't start a D2C. Men are difficult to, you know, please or the induced demand. Women just want to, I think it's necessity for them to, you know, try out beauty products, et cetera, et cetera. So that was quite, at least very counter for me also.
Yeah. The other point that I was going to say on this tier 2, tier 3, to your point on aspiration, what people miss is aggregates are very misleading. Same GDP per capita in a tier 2, tier 3 cities is a lot more disposable income. But wo sochte nahi hai log. So then there people are surprised ki yaar tier 2, tier 3 itna kyun grow raha hai. Bas jo 10 lakh, 15 lakh wahan bana raha hai, uska rent, you know, all the basic necessities are much cheaper.
Much better.
So the disposable income is going to be, you'll see that continue at a very high pace.
So, good segue into GoQuick. So, you talked about how you've grown and scale. I remember when we had first funded you, Bolt and Fast in the US were really going strong. But since then, you know, the tide's turned over there. But India, again, we see very different, you know, the way India is playing out. So, why is that? And what's your point of view on this?
I think one, while it's good to get inspired by, we are building this of X, I think it should stay as inspiration. I think Bolt, you know, they have raised a very large round. But otherwise, as a company,
Company actually, we keep hearing
that they do close to $100 million of revenue. So the at least the product proposition hasn't gone away. Mm-hmm. It's still of use. I think US market is different, and I would say that we took inspiration from that point of view. But our focus was that okay, you know, India has its own needs, and maybe it was more to explain to VCs that we are trying to build this. But it was always that okay, India has very localized problems. You know. Which nobody pays attention to, you know, whether it is cash on delivery or whether it is, you know, websites loading slower or, you know, address is not being correct. It still continues to be a massive problem. So we have always been glued to, okay, you know, let's be closer to the merchant. And, you know, typically you would see me in any room with the merchant. My first question will be, okay, throw problems at us. Irrespective of whether you feel we can solve or not. I'll ask some partner to come in and solve. But throw problems at us. You know, we have done financial services only because that it was not in the original plan. We thought that, somebody told me that we are being lent at 27%. I thought this business, at least I'd run the P&L, and I know that this business requires debt, but can't survive at 27%.
It's a consumer brands business, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. So we thought, okay, let us try. And, you know, till date, we have disbursed close to 100 crores. So, at least that's what has worked for us. I think another thing which I remember we had discussed day one was that, you know, do we see ourselves doing a $5 billion revenue into 2%? So, that's the equation to 100 million. I think I had that view, though I think ye to nahi hoega. The only possible equation is 2 billion into 5%.
Yeah.
So, for that 5%, we'll have to do multiple products. At least the equation is in our hand rather than market saying, okay, you know, it's a function of market. If market doesn't grow, then I can't help. But I think with that approach, what we've done is we've done multiple products. And I think that products have started to help the merchant really well. We have, by the way, I think, you know, if I were to start the business, I think it's become much easier to start a D2C brand now. Hmm. Think logistics is solved, payments is solved, checkout is solved, COD is starting to get solved. You have WhatsApp commerce, which plugs in. So, you know, whatever was 1 crore of GMV, I can easily translate that to 30 lakhs more.
So, Chirag, that's great. And, you know, all these now tools, thanks to you guys and some of the others, are now available. But as you go from that, you know, 2% story to 5%, you will start getting into even more core processes of a brand, right? Whether it's going up the marketing stack or wherever else, right? So, how should a brand think about build versus buy in this environment? Historically, some of those core things they've just built themselves, right?
I think that's a pretty good question. You know, we keep encountering this in different parts in our ecosystem that, you know, and that goes back to my first thing that as a business, I should know what is my core. Can I afford a 35 people tech team and also solve for their nakhras? It's a difficult one. You know, DNA is different. They're, you know, leave apart the remuneration, etc. But I think it's just a very different DNA. If you are thinking that you're going to build a brand business and then layer on tech on top of it, at some point of time, or at least the framework I would want to use is that, let's say you don't have capital. Where would you put it? Will you put it on brand? Will you put it on your core physical product? Or will you put it on tech team? And I think the answer should be very clear. You know, what you should be. And, you know, I think India started to mature. I remember 10 years back, very low trust on partners. You know, will you do it for me and will it be reliable enough or not? I think now the ecosystem has developed quite a bit in terms of you can rely on partners, you can help them solve together, you can actually get into an agreement which is quite a watertight partnership agreement and, you know, expect people to solve. It's starting to happen. At least I've been urging the brands which we work with, throw problems at us. If we are not able to solve, it's my job to get it solved from anywhere. But you should focus on your core. You know, if none of us is willing to solve, okay, then maybe it's your core. And I think I met Myntra CEO sometime back. He said to me that they only optimize for front end. Imagine Myntra saying this because discovery is super important. Back end, etc. They said, okay, we are okay to, you know, let partners come in. Hmm. So, you know, there is clarity that, okay, even in a technology company, they're saying we are going to optimize front end. How people discover is the super important thing in fashion, which is so true.
Yeah.
And I think with the AI discussion we had earlier, this will become even more important. Because not everybody can AI-enable sites and all of that, right? So, I think companies will feel the threat of disruption and therefore should really focus on their core, which is their real product, right? What they are selling.
Yeah, super. So what's coming next? Give us a sneak peek.
I think we continue to be on this path of building more products. I think that's what excites us as a company. You know, internally, there is this mantra of shipping velocity.
How do we become quicker? Not quicker. Go quicker.
But I think, you know, you should, we would want to go deeper. And I think we are starting to, you will see some things in terms of truly being a tech company. So we're trying to do certain things and open sources. So we're building something on address correction. So we believe that India has a large problem of addresses. Can we solve it? I think we have now a huge database. So we're going to soon launch something which is about addresses, that you can plug in an address and get the correct address. We'll show you, okay, if this is, we have seen deliveries happen, is this verified, not verified? That's one. So similar, I think technology pieces is what we're going to also open it out for public to use. That's one new thing which we are on.
As Avnish said, you're part of digital public infrastructure.
And I was just going to say that, like, you know, when I'm ordering in the US, the address automatically fills, it actually suggests that this is a better address. But that's their digital public infrastructure because it's in their databases. Here we are creating that. So I think it's a massive moat.
Yeah, we've internally tested. It's pretty good. Outside of that, I think you should see some amount of some of us going international, trying to crack that as a market. We believe that this is a global opportunity in the making. I've been to Europe, Middle East, US. I think, you know, just because now we have a bouquet of things to offer, it's starting to become very, very easy, you know, just to offer them. And I think India, what he was saying, large base, public infrastructure, e-commerce booming. I think we have had this opportunity to build. Well, other world is still catching up.
No, so I think you and I have had the privilege, Rajat. It's one of those, and I use this word carefully, it's one of the special companies and journey where every time A, TAM keeps expanding, B, numbers have always been ahead of plan.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, our largest companies, and you know, whether it's a Five Star or Ola or Off Business, companies, when they consistently start beating plan, they actually surprise all. The company itself surprises itself on the upside. So, congratulations and thank you. It's been a real privilege. I don't know if you have other
points. No, I think it's been fantastic. Thank you to both of you. And thank you for the privilege to be partners.
Thank you.